You can go ahead and be seated. Open up your Bibles. We're going to go over to the book of Daniel. And we're going to read a whole chapter. I know somebody said, oh boy. But you know, like I said, a lot of you don't read through the week. So we're going to go ahead and we're just going to look at this familiar story. But I've got some things that I believe the Lord wants me to talk to you about in it. It says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and the breadth thereof, and the height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Duran in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes of the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Notice that he called all the high people. Then the princes and the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king have set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time when all the people heard of the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of this thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat up the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astoned, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent an angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I will make a decree, that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the province of Babylon. Man, what an image of how great our God is. He is such an awesome God. And here we have these three. Now understand that these three Hebrew boys, they did not have the Spirit living on the inside of them. Okay? We have the Spirit living on the inside of us. But yet, they were so convinced of God's power to deliver them that they were willing to put their lives on it. And you know, here's the next step. I also went another step and said, even if He doesn't deliver us from the fiery furnace, we're still not going to worship your gods. We're still going to worship Him. And you know, church, that's the thing you and I have to do. We have to have that mentality that no matter what, we're going to worship God no matter what. It doesn't matter what anybody else has done, nobody matter what anybody else says. Notice that everybody else was worshiping that image. They were afraid for their lives, but they said it doesn't matter if we lose our lives, we refuse to worship that image. So here we have Nebuchadnezzar that sets up this image, and he's getting into himself. He wants all the most important people around. And notice he wants everybody to look at him. He's setting up an image of himself. I'm sure, you know, but there's some similarities here that I want to bring out and show you here. And the first thing I want to show you here, as the devil's number one agenda, you get this, the devil's number one agenda is to get people to look at him or look to him. Always understand that. You'll see that happening here in the natural, and that's exactly what was happening here in the natural. Well, why is that? Well, Isaiah 14:13-14, here's what's written. It says, For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Notice that. Here we have Satan saying, you know, I'm going to exalt my throne above God's throne. I'm going to be like God. What did he want? He wanted the people to look to him. He wanted the same attention God. And you know, when you start looking at this, understand that he was king, you know, you see this same thing taking place in our government. Did you hear me? Okay. Our government is always under the veil of we're trying to help you, offering you supposedly free stuff so that they can put you into a place where they can manipulate you. Understand that nothing is ever free. There's always a cost. Salvation is free, but it costs Jesus Christ His life. Understand that. So when the government says they're going to give you something for free, always understand this. The government has zero money. So the money's got to come from somewhere. And guess what? It's coming from you. Whilst we, the people, really own the country. And we're supposed to elect folks in there. They're supposed to represent us. But the trouble is, when they get in there, they decide they're in there for themselves and not for us. I'm just telling you how it is, son. Is it all right? This is Wednesday night. You guys ought to be able to handle this all right, okay? See, we saw a lot of this going on when COVID came along. Notice that they they came out and they said, oh, we've got a vaccine that'll kill this virus. And it's free to anybody who wants it. People started lining up because they said it will cure this virus. And then it wasn't very long before we found out, oh, it won't cure the virus. And oh, by the way, one's not enough. You got to take this booster and that booster. You got to do this and you got to do that. And then they came along and all of a sudden now, if you don't take this vaccine, there's going to be consequences. Come on, see, what I'm trying to show you is that just like the king was trying to manipulate the people into looking to him, you know, our government's done the same thing. We've watched it happen. They came along, they said, oh, you've got to wear a mask. It'll protect you. And then they went into, you know, well, maybe if one won't, you can have two because one didn't do it. Come on. Then one said three, you know. Then they went to, if you don't have a mask on, you can't come in. Come on. And so when you see these things, you're like, and see, now we know that the mask didn't help. It didn't make any difference. Yeah. Some of the funniest things that you ever saw was people driving around in cars by themselves with masks on. Who are you going to infect in the car by yourself? But see, here's the thing. When there's manipulation and control, it gets into the mind of people and they do it just unwittingly. They don't even think, I got to have my mask on if I'm outside. Breathe the fresh air. Take the mask off. Come on now. See, I'm just trying to show you how we were influenced, you know. They said, only the places that we deem necessary will be open. You can't get to go eat at your favorite restaurant because we don't deem that necessary. You can't go worship in church because that's not necessary. So you understand the biggest manipulation that was going on was to try to shut the church down. See, here the devil's trying to shut the Hebrew boys down. Okay? The biggest manipulation was to try to shut the church down. And so, you know, they would say, you know, the churches, now they can't be open. This can't be open, that can't be open. But now liquor stores, that's necessary. It's very necessary for people to get drunk if they want to. Come on. Abortion clinics are very necessary because people ought to be able to murder their babies if they want to. Come on now. Can you see how, you know, having control of things allowed them to do what they wanted to do, and you saw real quick what's on their agenda. Come on now. You saw these things taking place, you know. They turned people against each other. Neighbors were calling on neighbors. I saw so-and-so, they got COVID. I had COVID. I saw them out running around. They were calling the health department. I talked to them, some of them in the health department. They said, you wouldn't believe the calls we get. You know. Listen, I can't give it to you if I'm in my car driving around. But they were calling on folks. See, they got people to turn against each other. The best weapon the enemy can get is to get you to turn against yourself. When you turn against each other, then see, he's winning because he doesn't have to. What, look in the Word of God and see what God did most of the time to the enemy. When God defended one of His people or one of His peoples or the children of Israel against foreign entities, you know what He did? He always turned them against each other. He let them kill each other. No, He could have just went like that and it all fell dead. But He didn't have to. All He had to do is turn them against each other. They killed each other. So you see, these things were going on. And you know, they made it sound like that they were the only ones that could save us. They was going to do it. They were going to take care of us. They were going to save us. And now that it's all done, said and done, we find out that it was all just a farce. It all meant nothing, you see. And so there's so much likeness in the things that we see. The devil wants to try to get you to look to him. Now, the king here called the Hebrew boys in on the carpet for not obeying his orders. Right? He said he has them called in. They bring him in, you know. And he begins to say, I hear you're not worshiping my image. You're not doing what I ordered you to do. Well, you know, I remember our governor was calling out people on TV for not following his orders. Y'all up there in Bull Creek, you better shut her down. I hear this church is having church. You better quit having church. He sent state police into church lots to get license plates. Come on, I mean, did anybody see any similarities here? You're not doing what I say, so I don't like it. I'm in control. You do what I say. Last time I heard, this is a free country. Pastors went to jail for having church even though they had the right distancing and they were doing all the things that they said would make you safe. But they still came in and arrested some pastors, took them to jail because they had having church, having a large gathering. Wonder how large the gatherings were in the abortion clinics and in those places and the liquor stores that... Come on, see, you got to look and see what happened. And here's the thing, folks. People fell for their scheme, hook, line, and sinker. You know, again, like I said, even wearing masks in cars when they're by themselves or outside, you know, they got so into their head and they instilled so much fear that it caused people to do stupid stuff. Fear. Fear. And then, of course, to help control things even a little bit more, they offered extra money to hospitals and places like that were dealing with COVID. So if you had a cold, you still had COVID. If you had a big toe ache, it was because of COVID. Why? Because it paid the hospital more money. And you can get mad at me about that if you want to, but this is things that happen. Didn't matter. People died of heart attacks, and it was COVID caused it. Come on now. I remember one particular person that their parent was in the hospital and they had this condition. And later on, they developed COVID, but they died of the condition. And he went and told me, he said, if you write down that they died of COVID, I will sue you. Think about that for a minute. Why? Because, see, the government was giving money. They were controlling this thing. Same thing happening here. He's trying to control things. He's called them in the carpet. And he says, you know what? I'm going to give you one more chance to do what I said do. And they looked at him and they said, listen, our God is able to deliver us. But if not, you better know, O King, that we are still not going to worship your image. Church, I'm telling you something. We cannot allow ourselves to be manipulated by government or any other entity. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. The church is the ruling force on the earth. It don't matter what the world thinks. Because God is God, and He's our God, and we're His kids, and we're the head and not the tail. We're above only and not beneath, according to His Word. And we can't allow the world to dictate to us how we're going to live. We should be dictating to the world how they live. But you see, they've got it backwards. And they think that the church, because we've not stood up, because we've not spoken out, because we've not taken our place to rule and reign upon this earth, the world has come in and said, oh, we'll show you how to live. Man, well, they're really showing us, aren't they? Come on now. They don't even know how many genders they are. How are they going to tell you how to do anything else? I'm just saying, come on now. So when the Hebrew boys refused to worship the false image, the king got extremely angry. He got mad. Verses 16 through 19 again. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer in thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that he should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than his wont to be heated. He turned up the heat because he got mad. Does anybody remember him turning up the heat during COVID? If you don't take the vax, even though you're in the healthcare system, we're going to fire you. You don't take the vax. Even though you're in the army, we're going to get rid of you. Come on now, church. You see, people lost their jobs. People lost their pensions. People lost their lifestyles because they refused to take a vaccine that nobody knew anything about. And since then, we found out there were many, many side effects. A lot of people still affected. A lot of people, and some people actually died from the vaccines. But what I'm trying to show you here, I'm not just harping on this, but I want you to see that what happens when you let government control things and they're the ones tells you what to do. You see, we have to obey God. He is our God and He's the one we have to obey. He's the one we've got to look to, not to our government. Come on now. You've got to understand something. If God fed the prophet that caused this great famine to come, if He took care of him, He'll take care of you. And you've got to trust Him. You've got to believe Him. You've got to know that He's going to take care of you. But here He got mad and He bound them up and He had His strong men throw them into the furnace. But they got burned up when they went up to throw them in the furnace. Why? Because the heat was turned up. Now, we're getting to watch now because it's all coming out now. Because you've got to understand, the kingship has changed. And all of a sudden now, there's all this information coming out. The facts, actually, of all that went down. And we're finding out now, a lot of the strong men are getting burned because we're discovering that they were all in on the same little plot. The same little scheme. And see, God is revealing it and He's showing us and He's letting them be found out. And understand something, God will reveal what's been hidden on the rooftops. Come on. They thought they was getting away with something and the king here, he thought, I'll take my mighty man and let them throw it. But just like that, crispy critters. Come on, got burned up. And now we're starting to see some of these others burning. I'm going to tell you, God's going to show more and more because the facts are coming out. The proof is coming out that it was all a farce. It was all a lie. It was all a big scheme. You see it happening. You see, you've got to understand something, folks, that we've got people in charge that are supposed to have our well-being in mind that absolutely don't have our well-being in mind. Even the health insurance system is all rigged. Come on. I know you're saying, he's really in that. No. Obamacare has got in it that after you get so old, they'll try to figure out whether or not you're worthy of medication or worthy of health care. Why is that? Well, because old folks don't contribute to society according to the world. And so they don't care where they go or not. That's why so many old folks died during COVID. It attacked the elderly more than anything else. Now it attacked many others, but you've got to see what's going on here. Okay. And so we're seeing now some of this stuff come out. We're finding out that there was things there. We know that ivermectin, is that how you say the word? Ivermectin? That medicine, anyway, been around for a long time. It was a cure for COVID, or at least took care of COVID to where it didn't kill folks. But they would not give it to the everyday person. Held it back. Why? If you're working for me, why would you not help me with that? Because they didn't care where we lived or died. Every person that died was one less person to be on Social Security. Every person that died was one less that they'd have to worry about this or worry about that. I'm sorry. You can take it however you want to. I'm just showing you some similarities, showing you some things. And so the high men, the strong men, they got burned up. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, when he saw that, he ran out there and he looked into that fire. And he looks around at his leadership and he says, hey, wait, didn't we throw three men bound into the furnace? They said, oh, yeah, okay, that's true. He said, well, I see four men walking around loose. And one of them looks like the Son of God. See, that's our God. It don't matter if you go into the fire. He's in the fire with you. He's always the fourth man in the fire. We sing that song, I Trust in God. And it talks about He's been the fourth man in the fire. Every time, He's always with you. He's always with you. And so King looks in and he sees them and he says, you know, I see four men walking around. One looks like the Son of God. Well, Hebrews 13:5, it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So God delivered the Hebrew boys out of the hand of the wicked king. And also, because of that, it was declared that God was the only God that could deliver. Can I tell you, He's the only God that will deliver? You got to understand that. You know, it's your job is not your source. Somebody else, your company is not your source. God is your source. Thank God for doctors, but the great physician is the one we need to look to, not to just doctors. Come on. Hallelujah. So, notice also that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were promoted. Notice that? You know, those that should have been killed ended up being promoted. Why? Because they put God first. Come on. If you put God first, I promise you God's going to take care of you. He promoted them. Okay? Now, what this really got to do with us? Well, let me just some things that I put here, and some of it I already said, but here's one thing. We need to understand that government is not your keeper, no matter how good it seems at the time. Okay? Let me give you just a real quick example of that. Look at Social Security. You got real quiet. Social Security was a good idea. It was one of those things that helped people that didn't know how to help themselves. In other words, some people have a hard time saving, right? Have a hard time putting money back. So they came up with a Social Security system that said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have so much of your money taken out of your check. You're going to pay half of it. Your company's going to pay half of it. And we're going to put it in a fund for you so that when you get old enough to retire, you can retire and you'll get a monthly check back. You'll be taken care of for the rest of your life. Good idea, right? Great idea, really. Everybody working, when the older folks got to retire, there was younger people that were, you know, paying into it. What happened? Our government saw all that big money sitting over there and said, wait a minute, there's a whole bunch of money that we can do stupid stuff with. We can fund somebody in another country's war. We can do this and we can do that. It wasn't their money to do with. It was never their money. The government doesn't have money. That was our money. That was the people's money. Yeah, but the company's paid half of it. Yes, the people worked for the company, and the company did it because the government said, you have to pay it. So they stole out of it. And then all of a sudden it was, you know, Social Security's running out of money. So what we're going to have to do, we can't let you retire at 65 anymore. You're going to have to wait to 67. And now they're trying to push it up to 70. You'll be dead. I hope not, but it's a good chance of it. A lot of folks will die before they ever get to the retirement age if they do. No. You see, it's another ploy so that they don't have to get the money back in there to make sure that you're getting taken care of like they should have. They stole your money and they're trying to act. And then they went to, it was an entitlement. An entitlement. If I own it, it's not an entitlement, it's mine. I own it. I paid it in, it's mine. You're not giving me nothing. Right? If you come to my house and get my car and I say, okay, you can use my car, do whatever you take my car. And you bring my car back. You don't come back and say, here, I've decided to give you, entitle you to this car. It was mine in the first place. I'm sure the government was probably drawing interest off all that Social Security money. And they was probably getting that. Come on now. You see, but now it's we're at that place. And so you've got to understand, you cannot count on the government to take care of you. You've got to understand that. I used to listen to a guy. Anybody ever remember, and this is going to get way back there, Larry Burkett? Anybody ever listen to any of his radio? He used to be on talk on radio all the time. I'd listen to him on Christian radio stations. And way back in the 80s, he was saying then, if you're working, you better find a job that you can retire at, and then you better be able to work after retirement, because the government is stealing your Social Security. And by the time, in the 80s, they said, by the time you get ready to retire, there probably won't be any Social Security money for you. Way back then, he saw it then, but see, nobody would listen, nobody would believe it. But look at it now. Oh, we don't know how we're going to fund Social Security. Well, I tell you how you fund Social Security. Quit sending money across country to try to support some homosexual group over there or some crazy group over there. And let's bring it back into the United States and put it back into Social Security where it belongs in the first place. Let's quit studying how frogs hop over top of one another in some other country for millions of dollars and bring those millions of dollars back into our country. Let's quit worrying about the mating habits of bats and let's get it back into the country, into Social Security. Funding all kinds of stupid... But the truth is, see, here's the thing. There wasn't studying bats. They wasn't doing this. They wasn't doing that. That was all a front to get the money out so that the money could come back into the pockets. And that's why most of our politicians are worth multi-millions of dollars on a whole lot less money than what they're making. Oh, they're just really smart investors. Yes, they are. They're so smart. They took your money, sent it to another, invested in another country, and drawed back a great annuity from it. Come on now. You say, well, what's all this got to do with God? God's tired of it. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. I'm telling you, God has stepped up. There's a change in the atmosphere. And God's exposing all this stuff because He's always hated it. But God does things in His own timing. And I'm telling you something, it's the time for the child of God right now. It's time for you and I to stand up and say, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm glad we finally got people in our government now that are standing up and say, hey, wait a minute. Enough of this stupid stuff is enough. They killed Charlie Kirk because he would look at them and tell them why what they were doing was wrong. They didn't want to hear. See, the devil don't want to hear the truth. Do you remember when Stephen started preaching to all them devils? He was preaching to religious folk. He was preaching to the Pharisees. And he's telling them the truth. And the Bible says that they started running toward him, put their hands over their ears because they didn't want to hear the truth, and even started biting on him. And guess what they did to him? They stoned him for telling them the truth that they did not want to hear. I'm going to tell you something, church. We better stand up, and I'm going to tell you something. They made a martyr out of him, but the rest of us are going to stand up, and we're going to declare with a loud voice that Jesus is Lord, and all this other stuff out here is a bunch of foolishness, and it's time for the earth to get back to where it needs to be, because I'm telling you, the Bible teaches that even the earth is moaning and groaning. The creation, the creatures are moaning and groaning, waiting for the sons of God to take their rightful place of leadership in the earth. Amen. So it's time. We got to see here. You know, the king wanted to be looked at. The devil wants to be looked at. But it's time that we get our eyes on God. Let the world do what they want to. We're going to stand up and we're going to do what's right. And if we'll do that, the whole world will be affected. Did you hear me? Remember our story. Once they stood up for God, God promoted them. But the biggest thing that happened here was the king came out and said, listen, I want it to be known that their God is the only God that can deliver. And that anybody says anything against their God, they're going to be cut amidst and their houses are going to become a dunghill. It changed the whole world in that area. Why? Because they stood up for what was right. And God promoted them. And it helped everybody, that whole kingdom. Because God became God in that area. No more worshiping false images. No more looking up to kings as gods. Because they found out there was a real God. Did you hear me? I'm going to tell you this right now. Trump ain't God. Okay? Our government ain't God. I thank God that they talk about God and they do things toward God. At least they're Christian friendly. But it's still you and I that's got to stand up, and our voices have got to be heard. We're the ones that's got to stand up. The last thing I want to just say this is God will always be for us. He's always there for us when we need Him. Listen to what it says. And then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent His angel and delivered His servants that trusted in Him." Listen. "And have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Church, that's where we're at today. We've got to take that stand. It don't matter what everybody else has done. Let the world be the world. We're going to be the church. Let the world be the world. We're going to be the sons and daughters of God. Let the world follow whoever they want to follow, whatever they want to follow. But we're going to follow the Word of God. And our lives are going to be established upon the Word of God. And we're going to exalt Him and put Him first in our lives every day in every situation. Amen? Come on, stand to you.